Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Olectra Greentech Limited Q2 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Nomura. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kapil Singh from Nomura. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. It is my pleasure to host the management team of Olectra. We have Mr. Mahesh Babu, Managing Director, Mr. Sharat Chandra, CFO, and Mr. Hanuman Prasad, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. Sir, I will hand over the call to you for the presentation and opening remarks.
Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mahesh Babu. A warm welcome to all of you who have joined us today for the Olectra Greentech Limited earnings call for Q2 FY 2026. We are taking as read the presentation which is put on our website. I would like to give you a brief on the EV market and the industry. From 2019 to 2025, India's EV bus market grew at a CAGR of 35%. The expected growth rate for the next few years is going to be about 40% CAGR. That's what the market scenario is saying. Primarily, it is due to the new initiatives taken by the Government of India and state governments. As you all are aware, already 10,900 CESL bus tenders as part of PM E-DRIVE have been in the pipeline. It's expected to be closed in a couple of weeks. We are also hearing that there will be a PM E-SEWA tender coming followed by this. So the market is fully potential with e-bus tenders for STUs across the country. When the market has grown at a CAGR of 35%, you all know that Olectra has been significantly higher with a CAGR of 63% so far, and we expect to overdo the market in terms of EV adoption, continue to grow in the segment. Olectra has been the top two OEMs in the electric bus segment since inception, and last year, FY 2025, we are ranked number one in terms of bus deliveries. As we speak, we are in the top three in the H1 as well. So with all this background, cumulatively, we have done about 3,254 electric vehicle deliveries till September, which includes about 92 e-tippers. Olectra buses have been successfully covered more than 48 crore kilometers across the country so far. And coming specific to our highlights, I think our order book still stands good. We have about 9,000+ orders in pipeline. And for specific to Q2 of this year, we are pleased to report our highest-ever quarterly deliveries of 375 electric vehicles, including 25 electric tippers. In Q2, our revenue is up by 25%, driven by higher deliveries and strong demand. If you look at H1, we also have recorded the highest profit in a quarter. EBITDA stood at 93.01 crores, reflecting our operational efficiency and scale. If you look at overall, even H1, the market was about 2,486 vehicles. Olectra, with a market share of 20%, delivered about 496 buses and 41 tippers. As we speak, we continue to do our deliveries in Q2, as you see, have substantially improved when compared to either Q1 of this financial year or Q2 of last financial year. And our focus is on operational efficiency, which has resulted in strong growth in both revenue and profitability, which will continue going forward in this financial year. As you are aware, our plant is partially operational. We have done capacity expansion of 2,500 vehicles in one shift, and we can do about 5,000 vehicles if we go for two shifts. And we are fully prepared to deliver what markets can absorb in terms of electric buses. We are also working on new technologies. As you are aware and seen that we are pleased to inform you that we have already got a homologation certificate for a blade battery technology, which is cell to pack in our electric buses. And we hope by Q4 these buses will be productionized and delivered to our customers. Blade battery is much efficient, and due to cell to pack concept, it will give one of the best efficiency in the country in terms of buses, and we are the first to do that. Regarding the tipper and truck segment also, you have seen till now we have delivered about 92 tippers in the first half. In the quarter two alone, we delivered about 41 in H1 alone, we delivered 41 vehicles. And we are seeing a potential that in the future, the tipper market and the truck market also will be a primary contribution to our revenue and profitability. Regarding the insulators, I am happy to share that insulator division has done well. Our CFO will take you through the financials. Overall, I would say that there is a huge potential of e-bus market. We are growing profitably, and we will be among the top three in the market. And like last year, we are trying our best to be in the top in terms of delivery. While we have multiple challenges in terms of depot readiness, which has to be matched to our delivery. Otherwise, while we have a higher capacity, we don't want to lock our capital to make the vehicles and wait for deployment when the depots are ready. So we are timing it in such a way that when the depots are ready, our buses are delivered on time. Similarly, in insulator, we have grown well. Our CFO will give more details. Overall, I would say that a very good quarter for us, Q2, which is highest in terms of delivery, highest in terms of revenue, in terms of EBITDA numbers as well. So now I leave this to Sharat, CFO, to take through the financials.
Thank you, Mr. Mahesh. We are pleased to state the company continues to show steady growth in consolidated revenue and profitability for the quarter Q2 and H1 compared to previous fiscal year corresponding quarter and H1. I would like to submit a few key highlights. As advised in the earnings call earlier, we started seeing strong traction with ramping up happening in from Q2, followed by acceleration in Q3 and Q4. The company has recorded healthy operating margins in both the segments. In the EV segment, ramp-up of deliveries contributed to top-line growth by about 20% year-on-year. However, there has been margin compression, mainly due to product mix shift. As we ramp up volumes, historical margins as a percentage may not be sustained, but as we have clarified earlier, we continue to earn healthy margins in the region of 12 to 14%. In line with increased operations, fixed costs also have gone up, mainly in employee cost. The financial highlights of Q2 on a consolidated basis. Electric vehicles delivered is about 375 versus 315 last year with a 19% volume growth. Revenue stood at 656.62 crores, up by 25%. EBITDA at 93.01 crores, up by 9%. PBT at 68.46 crores, up by 6%. PAT at 49.43 crores, up by 4%. The EPS is 6.04 for this quarter versus 5.79. The financial highlights for H1 on a consolidated basis. Revenue for the first half, for the first time we have crossed 1000 crores. It is 1003.85 crores, up by 20%. EBITDA for H1 is at impressive 148.98 crores, up by 9%. PBT for H1 is 102.26 crores, up by 6%. PAT at 75.46 crores, up by 5%. With regard to cash flows, our working capital requirements are being serviced efficiently through optimum utilization of credit facilities, better collections, and internal accruals. The higher buildup of working capital as of 30th September is in line with the overall revenue growth and business expansion. Thank you, and over to Nomura for Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Sukriti Patil from Eyesight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Ricky. I have two questions. My first question is for Mr. Subramanian. A forward-looking question. I wanted to understand a bigger picture. You know, what's the long-term plan for Olectra? You know, just beyond winning bus orders or expanding capacity, is there a deeper tactic you are building that gives the company a lasting edge? You know, just for example, are you thinking about any partnerships or any joint ventures, any new platforms, or you know, or any innovative way of working that makes the that makes the company stronger and hard for your competitors to copy your model? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question. Hope you are able to hear me. So that's a very good question. I think if you look at it, we are looking at multiple options in the space where we are in. As you know that we are in two segments today. One is e-bus and another is in the e-truck segment. Now, we all know that we have a partnership with BYD, which is a technology partnership by which we use BYD technologies in our products, which is a differentiator in the market. Going forward, while we are partnering with BYD, we are very clear that we will have Olectra IPR powertrains going forward, and at the same time, we will leverage the BYD partnership to the best of our customers, depending upon the application we need to look. Now, looking at the plant investments, I think we are, I would say, among the top three in the country in terms of plant capacity on electric bus manufacturing and very efficiently manufacturing with lowest cost. So we continue to do innovation in manufacturing sector to reduce our cost, maximize our benefit to the customers, and keep going. Regarding any new partnership and any new products and technology which we are coming on, we have a good R&D team who has the capability to develop many products. However, we will come to the market and tell you when we are actually mature enough in these products and partnerships before we actually declare it. You will be the first one to know before anybody.
Thank you. My second question is to Mr. Sarath. It's on margins. You know, when costs rise, like battery, raw material, or financing, how do you make sure the margins stay steady without slowing down growth? Is there any system that you have put into place or you will be putting into place, like smarter sourcing, design efficiencies, or you know, pricing controls that helps to keep the profit in line? And you know, even when things are getting very when you can't foresee certain crisis coming down the line, I just want to hear your view on this. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. We continue to work on improving the production efficiencies, bringing cost optimization measures. If the battery prices really goes up, we will negotiate. We have a mechanism to negotiate with our customers to increase the prices so that the overall operating margins remain at a healthy levels of about 10 to 12%. We have a process wherein we have a mix of sales. We are present in all the applications. We are present in coach, 12 meter, 9 meters, and we have increasing our product base by introducing electric tippers. So we are confident that overall, in the overall long term, when we talk about higher volumes in the region of 5,000 to 10,000 numbers, we continue to grow our operating margins in absolute terms. I hope I have clarified your question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for the guidance, and I wish the entire team best of luck for Q3.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Akash Srivastav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hi, this is Akash Srivastava. First of all, congratulations to Mr. Mahesh for joining Olectra and Mr. Hanuman Prasad for the promotion. And indeed, it's a very good quarter number that you guys have posted. For the first time, I mean, at least in the last 10 or quarters.
I'm really sorry to disturb you, but however, there's some background noise coming from your line.
Oh, is it from my side? No, is it better now?
Are you with your Bluetooth or something?
Yes, let me
remove.
Yes, so I've moved.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. So, I've been following this for last 10, 12 quarters. So, for the first time, we guys have walked the talk. So, I remember last quarter, I think either Mr. Hanuman Prasad or Mr. Sharad has said that the Q2 will be at least twice of Q1. So, I think Q1 was 160 odd numbers. So, this time you guys have met whatever you have said. So, thank you so much and very congratulations for that. My question is that there are two questions. One is with respect to the revised proposal that we have given to Maharashtra government. So, how are we on that particular revised proposal? Are we meeting the revised proposal timeline, or is it like we are still a bit lagging on the revised proposal?
Hi, thank you for asking that question. Actually, there is a revised proposal from MSRTC which we will supply by 2027. Whatever we have explained, I think you all know that, as I said in my introductory speech, that the electric bus manufacturing alone is not critical. The availability of depot, power availability in the depot, infrastructure availability in the depot, which STUs have to give, plays a vital role in delivering of buses. I don't think, if you look at the whole of the country last year, the total number of electric buses delivered was 4,000. So if Maharashtra wants 5,000 vehicles in 1 year, practically it is not going to happen. The reality is it is going to take 2 to 3 years for that to happen because the infrastructure at the depot and all that is going to be there. That they have realized and we have clarified to them as well. Right now, they are putting focus on getting the depots ready. And we are also timing it in such a way that our production aligns with the depot readiness in Maharashtra. So we are hopeful that in the next 2 quarters and the next 2 years, we will be able to align our production and deliver as much as vehicles the market can absorb in these 2 years. And we are constantly working with STUs for the ecosystem to be developed, like power infrastructure and all that, so that our buses can be delivered. So that is the situation and there is no concern as of now. We are confident that what is needed by the market we will deliver. That's why we are number one last year and as we speak, even this year we are in the top two.
Okay, good to hear that. Just that clarification was required that I think it was roughly 600 to 700 numbers that we proposed that we will be giving to them in this particular year. In 2025. So, are we on track for that number?
Whatever number we have committed, we are on track for that number. Don't worry.
Okay.
I don't want to give some numbers because the depot has to be ready, as I said. We will deliver as much vehicles as Maharashtra can absorb in their depots.
Okay, sure. My second question is basically follow up this particular question. So, now the new CESL tender, which is for 10,900 numbers. That will be, the results would be announced very soon. So I just want to understand, given that you will be getting, I mean, I'm sure that you guys have participated and I'm hopeful that at least 25 to 30% of that particular numbers, you guys might be winning the tender. So your capacity is already choked up for next 2 years. And if I consider maybe 25 to 30% or maybe even 20% also, so more than 2000 numbers are, I mean, you will be winning. And as per the timelines, they also have to be delivered within maybe 18 to 24 months. So how are you planning for that particular thing?
See, firstly, we are yet to decide and we are working in participating the tender. The tender is on 14th and the opening will be later on that. I don't want to be telling anything on the numbers which are going to be futuristic. We have to understand one thing. Olectra will participate and win tenders which are profitable and in line with our business goals and financial targets. We will not be aggressive or anything going behind numbers. We have to create value to the investors, and we are focused on creating value to the investors in a profitable way. So you will come to know from us whether we are participating in the tender or not on the 14th, and you will come to know about the results going forward. Probably next call will be the right time to discuss on this.
Okay, I'm just hopeful that you guys have planned for that particular additional numbers as well, and you will be going ahead. I mean, we'll be seeing value creation in terms of the number of orders as well.
Yes, it is in our consideration, sir. Yes, you are
right. Sure. Thank you so much.
Sabin, next question is from Nana Ritvik Ram, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Great. Very good morning, sir. Congratulations on the awesome results of Olectra Greentech. I'm really impressed. I have certain questions. My first question is to the CFO on the gratuity liability. From the past 5 years, I've seen the gratuity liability has grown up from 2 crore to 5 crores. Any plans to create a trust and fund the gratuity liability? Because as your organization ages and expands, your liability will balloon over a period of time. Any thoughts on that, sir?
With regard to the gratuity funding plans, we will discuss internally with our management and the board, and would examine the creation of trust, and accordingly we will intimate in the due course of time. As of now, we don't have any trust. We create provision based on the actual liability, actual valuation done by the expert. So as of now, the numbers are not very high, but we have noted your point with regard to future growth, and then we will accordingly come back.
Sir, I have one question, sir. Who is your actuary for the gratuity piece?
It is
second.
Okay, sir. And my second question is to Mahesh. Congratulations, sir, on joining Olectra Greentech, sir. My question is regarding the what is the USP of Olectra over the other players like Switch Mobility and Mahindra Electric? Any difference you see, sir?
See, each organization and each product has a unique proportion. That's why customer buy it. So if you look at Olectra, we have a lot of strength. We have a well-invested plant available. Our products are reliably and durably performing well. We have a technological tie-up with one of the largest bus manufacturers in the world, BYD. And in terms of battery technology, as you know, we are getting the cell-to-pack blade battery technology into the market. And we have been quick in getting multiple products. And we are also now making commercial vehicles like Tipper and getting into the getting into that market as well. So Olectra, I would say, is right now market leader in bus segment. We are participating in the truck segment in a very nimble way now. Going forward, there is both the segments have a huge opportunity to grow. I strongly believe that we are building up a team who is capable of handling these two businesses over a period of time. And also we are in the insulator, as you know, that it's a reasonably good business with good profitability running into that. So we have a varied multiple business verticals, and we will look at options of entering new as we go along.
Yes, sir. My last question is to you on the...
I'm really sorry to interrupt you, but you can rejoin the queue. We have a participant.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. And I'm a proud investor of Olectra since September 2017.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address a question from all the participants in the conference, kindly limit the question to 2 questions per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Gitanj from Taurus Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. thank you for letting me speak. I have two questions regarding you. Any updates on the greenfield plant expansion? Like, would it be complete by FY26 end or would it be delayed?
So as I told in the initially introduction, the greenfield plant has partially started operating and we have achieved a capacity of 2,500 vehicles per shift, and which can be reached to 5,000 in two shifts. Once, as you know, the whole market last year was 4,200 vehicles. This year it is expected to be about 6,000 vehicles. So we are with the highest market share right now, 20 to 25%, are meeting the capacity requirements right now. The second phase of expansion will happen once we reach that capacity of delivery when the market reaches. And we are well positioned to serve our market in a good way. So I'm happy to confirm that our partial operations on the greenfield plant has done and billings have already started.
Okay. Thanks. And next one was regarding like going forward, do we see any supply chain issues like getting resolved, and can we see achieving the sales guidances that we have in the future?
See, if you look at not only Electra, auto industry has gone through supply chain challenges. You know, COVID, we had challenges, then microchip shortage challenge came in. Now we are seeing about permanent magnet restrictions. There are geopolitics issues. So this will continue. Auto industry and the professionals and the system which we follow have been resilient for 100 years. And Electra is not away from it, and we are all our professionals. We have been handling supply chains in our life in the past. So there will be challenges. I don't see no challenges in supply chain. There will be challenges, but I can tell you we are well equipped and capable of handling the challenges to deliver what is our target in terms of delivery.
Okay, so like we are maintaining our guidances that we have.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So, I'm interested in initial remarks. So, I think we have a guidance of 2,000 buses. So, are we still sticking onto the guidance or any changes are there to the guidance?
So we are not changing any guidance. We are sticking to the target while we have multiple challenges in terms of depot readiness and power supply. We are still hopeful that the ecosystem will develop, and we are still working on the target this year, and we are not giving up.
Okay, sir. And on the commentary that we now you have answered that, so Electra has nothing to do with this depot readiness. So our job is to deliver the buses to the SC. So when they are complaining and they are ready to cancel the contract when we are not delivering the buses. So our I feel our job is to deliver the buses only. So if we are having the breeze of yourself also, still we are threatening that state SCs are not ready to accept the buses because of infrastructure. It may not be our problem. If we look at that problem, then again we'll end up with the same issue of delay and delivery. So some other contracts will also get cancelled. So this is simply from
that. I just want to clarify to all of you. I think the government also has understood well. Unlike diesel buses, which are delivered and you can start running without any problem, you can fill diesel anywhere and start running, EV buses cannot be done like that. Because our payment will come only when you start running. In the recent, I can give an example, in the last CESL tender, some of our two competitors have delivered about 600 buses in Delhi, and it was waiting for 6 months. So 600 buses is about 600, almost close to 700 crore. If we hold 700 crore of inventory and STU are not running for 6 months, you can understand without payment what will happen. So we have to be very, very cautious. I think what is hearing in newspapers are different and what in the reality needs to be clarified. So newspaper is typically a sensational news which comes in the market, but when we engage and we explain, everybody understands it. And in industry, I've been from industry, I know all the competitions. they are all having the same issue with the state transport undertaking. You supply the buses, if they don't run for 3 to 6 months, we are in deep trouble because we will not get payment. We will get payment only when it starts running. So I would suggest that, thanks for asking this question, and don't go by media reports. We are there to clarify what is there in the one, and we have not got any cancellation of order. We have got very clearly that extension of up to supply, considering all this depot readiness, considering all these challenges, which some of them will understand, some of them we need to educate, and that's what we are doing in the industry as well. It's not only for Olectra, it is the same for any other EV bus manufacturer in the country. Hope I have clarified your question.
So the constraint is only the infrastructure from depot readiness, right? Capacity is not constrained. Secondly, answer the tender seems so it's a very long time we have not received any order. Maybe we would have received some small orders. But when it comes to large orders, I think maybe 1.5 years ago only there is no order, big order. So how do you see this one? So even now we have something, I think 10,000 buses tender is online. So in the last team we drive, we are not able to capture anything. So how do you see this current tender running, and how would be the order book would shape? Be able to add any substantial number by the year end, or will continue this around 11,000 or number of such order books by the year end only?
See, I don't want to give you anything. See, we have enough orders and we are capable of getting enough orders to look at the growth. So that's what I said, the CAGR of e-bus industry has been 35% and Olectra has been growing in the last year at the CAGR of close to 60%. That means we are outperforming the industry and we will continue to outperform the industry. On specifics of which order to take, what order to take, I have already clarified that the management is very clear in philosophy that we will take orders which are profitable and fits into their future requirement what it is, and we will not be aggressive like some new entrants who want to capture it, because long term profitable and sustainability goes together, and even the SCUs understand it well. So we will keep you posted on which tender we are taking, which tender we are not participating as we go to the market, because I don't want to be speculative now before the tender is participating, and it will give hint to our competitors as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, sir, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand first up, I mean, is there any import component as well? I mean, in terms of our manufacturing, do we need to import as well a few components?
Yeah. See, as far as e-bus is concerned, battery cells and battery packs, including the BMS and some components or motors, continue to be imported. So we source from our technology partner. So as far as EV segment is concerned, this is what we are going to depend on imports. Till an ecosystem is developed in India for manufacturing of buses, which will take some time. As far as the second business, we have insulator segment. We have both imports and exports. So we have a natural hedge of imports which takes care of the against the exports. Hope you have clarified.
Yeah, and how much percentage, I mean, e-buses, how much percentage of import would constitute the total raw material cost for us?
So as of now, we are in compliant. We are compliant in terms of meeting all the localization strategy and philosophy what the company is following. We continue to localize all the components. It's a continuous process. I will not be able to divulge the exact percentage, except the battery cell and battery pack, which are imported, and some of the motors. All the rest of the components are sourced in India, with vendors being developed over a period of time.
So we continue to focus on localization of these components.
From this, and where we import from? We import from China?
So we import, we are having a technology tie-up from BYD, with BYD till December 2030. And they are our technology partners. So we continue to source the battery technology from them.
Understood. And second question revolves around your deliveries for next year. And this year, I think we are targeting around 2,000, right? So anything on next year as well, FY27, what sort of targets we might have?
So as of now, we will revert back to you on next year guidance as we progress during the year. Because as of now, as Mr. Mahesh has clarified, it all depends on the overall ecosystem to evolve, the depot readiness, infrastructure readiness by the STUs. So accordingly, we plan our deliveries to meet the market requirements.
Okay. I got it. That's very helpful. That would be it from my side. All the way. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurang from Utility Unified. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah, so good morning. Glad to have EV veteran Mahesh Babu sir on board the Electra bus. And I hope someday it's Electra cars as well, given your decade plus experience in electric PV segment as well. Sir, I have three questions to the management. First is, will the future bids, including the CESL bid, be done considering the flared battery technology, which is 30% efficient, and hence facilitating for competitive bids? So that's my first question. Should I wait for the answer or should I continue with the other questions?
Actually, Mr. Mahesh has just stepped out from a urgent call. So I would like to clarify, I think he has already clarified very clearly that company is yet to decide on bidding the CESL. So we will come back once, you will know once we consider bidding on November 14th. So regarding which technology to use, the management will appropriately consider based on the pros and cons with regard to the requirements to meet the tender conditions, especially with regard to localization, with regard to number of kilometers, schedule, cities, and all that.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, so my follow-up question is, so best fleet, is at all-time low, the Mumbai best I'm talking to. So with people suffering daily, let's be honest, I am a Mumbaiker and I know the real on-ground situation. And as per Sheet Setter, BESK has already given 40-plus depots to EV transfer electrification. So in that context, is it fair to say that we are lagging in production rather than the narrative that we are getting to hear that STUs have been little complacent?
So we cannot actually talk about one specific STU. We have to see the overall ecosystem of the bus readiness. As we see, Olectra is having a major customer-centric in Maharashtra with MSRTC about 5,000 plus numbers and BSC about 4,000 numbers. We continue to focus and deliver the requirements as and when the STUs are ready, as and when the depots are ready. Accordingly, we are planning our production to meet the current schedule. And accordingly, we are confident that we will be able to deliver as per the timelines mutually agreed with the STUs.
But what we're getting to hear on street is that 40 plus depots have already been, you know, given to EV transfer electrification. So in that context, I was a little confused that how are we setting a narrative that the STUs have been complacent, because it's a major order of 4,000 buses. So.
See, we are, to clarify, we are in line, we are in, as per the schedule agreed with the customer, we are planning our deliveries to meet the schedules as per the agreed timelines.
Okay. Okay, so my final question, any updates on battery energy storage system business? Since this can be a natural extension to already sourcing lithium battery vehicle business, so it can be an extension. So is the management looking as one of these teams for LMS?
So it is at a very, very nascent stage. So at appropriate time when the management decides, we will come back to you, we will let you know if we are venturing into the EV energy storage segment.
Okay. And any update on new products that are getting launched?
So as of now,
electric trailer was being planned.
Working very strongly, R&D, any new product takes time. R&D team is working, it is in various stages of development and with regard to testing and all. At appropriate time, whenever we are introducing new products or a new segment, we will notify our shareholders.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side, and wishing you all the best for the next two quarters.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, thank you. On the call, like I mentioned earlier, right, the delivery of buses has been impacted by factors like depot readiness, charging infrastructure, power supply, and many which are outside our class control. Considering that, how are you planning to overcome these challenges and reach the full production potential of 5,000 EVs in 2 shifts? And a follow-up on that, given this dependency and the ecosystem ramp-up in India faces delay, is company exploring exports or other markets to keep utilization high? If you can answer that.
Yeah. Thank you for your question. So we continue to monitor closely. Mr. Mahesh has clarified in the initial remarks, Olectra has been in the top 2 performer right from inception, and in the last financial year in terms of deliveries, Olectra stood at number 1, and in H1 we are in the top 3. So basically, as you can understand, the overall industry landscape is evolving, and still we are at a nascent stage. So as against the initial estimates, we are lagging behind. Still, Olectra CAGR growth of 63% is much above the industry standards. So we continue to monitor, and based on the depot readiness, infrastructure readiness, and the mutual agreed timelines, we continue to plan our production schedule to meet the timelines. And as far as the exports are concerned, we are still focusing on the current order book. As of now, we are not focusing on export market as of now. So we will come back to you with regard to any plans for exports at an appropriate point of time.
Okay. Thanks for clarification. And considering our current partnership with BYD, does it restrict us to Indian market, or in future there could be possibility of export?
Yeah, I'll request Mr. Anuman Prasad to clarify on the partnership with BYD.
Hi. I think am I audible, Jim?
Yes.
Hello. At this moment, we have a cooperation agreement with BYD in 2030 for Indian market. Maybe at later stage, actually, we are free to discuss if we are intended to do exports. As of now, it is for the Indian market only.
Okay, thanks for the clarification. And last question on the tipper order book. What kind of order book do we have in hand at this stage?
So we have we delivered about 92 tippers overall cumulatively since we introduced the product. We continue to develop various, our R&D team is working on various variants within the truck segment. We have an order of about 670 numbers. Against that, we delivered about 41. So about 29 tippers is planned to be delivered in the coming few weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you so much for answering the question, and all the best for the upcoming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Amit Agicha from HD Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Hi,
sir. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I beg your pardon, but you're not proper, so my voice might not come proper.
Please go on.
Amit Agicha, you may please proceed ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. The question was, what is the EBITDA per bus?
In terms of
EBITDA margin on a EV segment? Can we clarify? See, because we have a product mix, we are present in intercity coach segment, intracity 12 meter, 9 meter. So we are basically present in all applications. So every quarter depends on the product mix. We, based on the schedule agreed with our customer, we manufacture and supply. So overall, our margins has been on a EV segment is at an LD about on a, for quarter two is about 11.5% and overall H1 is about close to 12%. So overall, in terms of volume and to be competitive in the market, our margins will be around 10 to 12%, keeping the overall volume at high volumes about 5,000 to 10,000 numbers in the going forward. So in absolute terms, we continue to have healthy margins and we continue to see growth in absolute terms. But in percentage terms, the historical numbers, as we have clarified in the introductory speech, historical trend of percentages may not be sustainable to be in line with market competitiveness. Thank you.
And the second question is about the debt management. Like the company, they want to cost of debt.
The see, basically we have our debt in terms of we have working capital facilities as well as the term loan for the new facility. The overall the cost of financing is around 9%.
Thank you, sir. That's it from this. All the best for the future.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Satyam Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So, I just wanted some clarity on the new business segments that we are entering, that we are FP rods and the pitfall covers that we are making. So, is the product condition and what is the kind of revenue that we are targeting from that segment?
GFBAR is concerned, it is in a nascent stage, so still it is in development stage. So so as it progresses and as we get a good traction, we will definitely come back to you. As of now, it is at a very nascent development stage.
Okay, and on the margin front, the kind of margin that you are seeing?
So as of now, it's still as this product new segment is in a very nascent stage, we are yet to fix the selling prices and the margins.
Okay. And sir, on the bus segment, you said to the earlier participant that we are, not targeting the earlier margin that we had. So, this kind of margin, like on the overall company basis, landing margin of like 13.5%, is this sustainable margin that we can consider?
In the medium to please go on.
I'm talking about the EBITDA margin without including the other income. So, as my conclusion, it is around 13.5%.
Correct.
So, is this kind of margin sustainable going forward?
Yeah. Basically, as I clarified earlier, overall in the way forward, when you talk about large numbers, the EBITDA margin may be around between 10 to 12%. Regarding 13.5%, it is definitely in the medium to mid-term, definitely we are going to sustain those kind of margins. The other segment, insulator segment, our operating margins have been growing healthy because we have been concentrating on exports and high profit margin products. So overall, in a company as a whole, we see that the margins will remain at these levels in the near to mid-term.
Okay, thank you for the clarification, sir. And sir, on the insulator division, what kind of revenue we are targeting for the next year, FY27?
So as of now, we will come back to you next year guidance. As of now, we is too early to comment on the next year. But as we've seen, insulator business has been growing very well. Last year, we had a top line of 180 crores. And this year, H1, we have already touched about 130 crores. So we see good growth. We have a good order book. Regarding next year guidance, we'll revert to you at an appropriate time as we progress within the quarters.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead with the question, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay. Congratulations to the Olectra team. Great set of numbers. Just had a quick question. In the morning I was reading the Ken, and I just can resonate definitely with the logistical problems and operational issues with these best and all the other the organizations trying to catch up to the demand, right? So I understand the supply is there from our end, but my question is basically to understand if there is anything that the Olectra team is planning in terms of future based vertical integration or horizontal integration or any kind of expansion into other business segments. Because unfortunately, if something happens in terms of slowdown in terms of their expansion, logistical expansion, so then we might have to see other revenues. So, yeah.
I think to clarify your question, basically Government of India has been pushing for adoption. So very, very aggressive in terms of introducing of new technologies, new tenders. And based on the scrappage policies which have been announced earlier, the ecosystem is getting geared up. Though the adoption is not as per the initial plan, but still government is planning. To increase the adoption. So I think we don't foresee any kind of slowdown in the EV adoption. It will accelerate going forward with the new initiatives like EM eDrive and CSL tenders coming in. And as far as Olectra is concerned, the bus market as such is the population of bus market is about 1.8 million buses. This is an old statistic which has been there. So if you talk about replacement of all the diesel buses to EV, it is going to take some time. And as of now, it is less than 1% is electrified. So out of this overall population of buses, there is a private segment which is also basically which is yet to take traction. We are hoping that traction is going to happen in the private segment. So that is one big market which is an opportunity for Olectra. And as well as the entire EV ecosystem as well. So I think we have clarified that Olectra is working on electric truck segment as well. And as of now, our tippers, about 92 tippers have been deployed up to 30th September. And we continue to actually do a lot of demos and trials. Since the product is nascent, the traction is yet to happen. And we see a good potential and good opportunity in the truck segment as well. I hope to have clarified.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, due to the time constraint, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to Olectra Management for the closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. We thank all the shareholders who have participated today. And I've been very supportive in the company's growth journey and the patience and faith reposed in the company. We expect good growth in the coming quarters and see a good revenue, consolidated revenue and profitability for this financial year 26. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Olectra Greentech Limited and Nomura, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.